KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's windy in 36, wind chill 28. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, January 22nd. The news is brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Wind advisory all day today. We'll have sustained winds about 25, gusting to 50 at times today. Wind advisory in effect until 6 p.m. Of course, fire danger will be elevated once again today. And just be careful out there. No burn bans, but officials recommend that you don't do any outside burning at all. Voters in one Grady County school district to decide a bond issue next month. The story, part of today's cool news.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Some, not all, voters will be heading to the polls next month for annual school elections. At Pioneer School, though, voters will be asked to decide a $310,000 bond issue. The ballot calling for the funds to be used for construction, equipping, repairing, and remodeling school buildings, as well as purchasing furniture, fixtures, and equipment. It's a five-year bond issue if it's approved. Throughout Grady County, there are school board races in Chickasha, Rush Springs, and Bridge Creek. In Caddo County, school board races in Anadarko, Carnegie, and Apache. There's a municipal ballot in Hydro in Caddo County next month, asking voters to decide if the town mayor should appoint the town clerk. Now, sample ballots of all the elections are available right now at county election board offices. And if you'd like to apply for an absentee ballot, those applications need to be filled out and returned to your local county election board by February 7th. And those forms are available from your county election board, or you can download a form from the state election board website at elections.ok.gov. The flu continues to hit Oklahoma hard. A couple of school districts in Stevens County have been impacted. Bray Doyle schools closed both today and tomorrow. Last week, Empire schools shut down last Friday because of a large number of flu in the elementary school. Crews from Empire Town Hall even came in to help clean and disinfect classrooms, hallways, the gymnasium, even school buses. In the previous week, nearly 490 new flu cases reported in Oklahoma, and three more people died. So far, 45 deaths in Oklahoma from the flu out of nearly 1,150 cases. Grady County flu cases requiring a stay in the hospital rose to a total of 30. Stevens County, it's up to 20, 18 in McLean County, and 13 in Garvin County. Comanche County, up to 29 hospitalized flu cases, and in Caddo County, it's just 8. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
This week's jury docket for Grady County District Court's been canceled. If you received a letter recently to appear for jury duty this week, you do not have to go. However, court clerk Lisa Hanna says everything's on schedule for next week's jury docket. So if your letter said to appear next Monday, January 29th, you will still have to make an appearance at the courthouse. The Chickasha Area YMCA's annual fundraiser underway. The Y uses the money to help pay for scholarships to families and youth who can't afford paying full membership fees. YMCA Director Lewis Nicely.
Between now and roughly February 13th, our goal is to raise $82,000. Last year, we raised $76,000. But we provided $107,000 in assistance to folks.
Nicely said more than 700 youth take part in their YMCA basketball program that's going on right now. And there are many students from area schools that take part in the YMCA after school program. There won't be any changes on the Grady County Fairground Board of Trustees this year. The three incumbents all ran unopposed for re-election. Eddie Rathbun of Rush Springs in District 3, Steve Standridge of the Chickasha area in District 2, and Beth Norvell of the Tuttle area in District 1. All will serve three-year terms. The board oversees operations at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down a bit last week. It opens this week at $63.37 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $68.61. Natural gas starts the week at $3.18 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,333, and silver, $17.06. Our weather forecast today: windy with temps in the mid-50s. Matter of fact, a wind advisory posted until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have sustained winds at about 25, gusting to 45, maybe 50 miles per hour at points throughout the day. And we'll have a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Right now, it's fair and 36 with a wind chill of 28. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Save money and conserve energy with efficient lighting essentials from Ross C. True Value. Today, get your choice of a 4-pack of 5-watt or 8-watt LED bulbs. They're just $7.99 while supplies last. They come in your choice of soft white or daylight and last 10,000 hours. The 5-watt bulbs can replace your 40-watt incandescent bulbs, and the 8-watt bulbs can replace your 60-watt bulbs. Shop for these bargains of the month today, along with other deals on lighting, at Ross C. True Value in Chickasha. Behind every project is a True Value.
In sports, Amber Pocasset basketball team sweep the 100th Grady County Tournament titles at Dibble on Saturday, and both games went down to the wire. Ampo boys scored a 47-45 win over Minko. Panther sophomore Skylar Krosky had 19 points and 8 rebounds to lead the way. For Minko, Josh Ward had 18 points, Kate Shirley 13. Ampo girls defeated two-time defending champion Rush Springs 42-41. Carly Eubank 20 points, including 6 threes for Ampo. Caitlin Long had 13 and Bailey Beard 10 for Rush Springs. Chickasha playing up at the Sweet Pea Invitational Tournament at Newcastle over the weekend. The Chickasha boys losing the fifth-place game to UConn 66-29, while the Lady Chicks lost the seventh-place game to Heritage Hall 49-32. Over the weekend at the Chickasha Tournament at Myers Fieldhouse, Chickasha 8th grade boys won the event, beating Mustang 41-34 in the championship. At the Caddo County Tournament in Anadarko, on Saturday, Fort Cobb-Broxton boys beat Sorrel for the championship 54-47. Sorrel girls beat Fort Cobb in the ladies' championship 48-43. At the Heart of Oklahoma tournament in Purcell, Anadarko girls win it, beating Van Oss 44-25. Tuttle losing the championship to Mount St. Mary 62-37. Anadarko boys lost the third-place game to Purcell 52-42. USAO basketball team scoring Sooner Athletic Conference road wins at Bacon University in Muskogee on Saturday. The men put up their highest point total in a game this year with a 109-97 victory. The 15th-ranked Rovers got 30 points from Brandon Scott, including all 10 of his free throws. Scott has made 24 straight free throws over the last several games. Drovers in a three-way tie for first place in the conference with number 11 Wayland Baptist and defending national champion Texas Wesleyan. The USAO women won another lopsided game, 86-66 over Bacon. Dee Eli had a double-double with 25 points and 12 rebounds. Lady Drovers are second alone in the conference behind Oklahoma City University. And the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles will play in Super Bowl 52 in a couple of weeks. Philly walloped the Minnesota Vikings 38-7 to win the NFC Championship last night. And New England just gets past Jacksonville 24-20 to win the AFC Championship. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.